This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, the top three Daves plus Tom Whiskey and Donnie Baker.
See the story about the guy that helped one of the Kansas City Chiefs offensive linemen get out of the snow?
Oh, no.
Yeah, before the game.
I did see that. A good deed.
Jeff Allen tweeted on Sunday, a dude named Dave helped me.
Some guy named Dave, offensive lineman Jeff Allen of the Chiefs, helped him dig out of the snow as he headed to Arrowhead for the game.
Okay.
Allen says a nice guy named Dave helped me get back on the road, even though he didn't know that he was an NFL player, although he was 6'8", 484 pounds. Now, Allen asked his 21,000-plus Twitter followers to help him track down the Good Samaritan named Dave so he could reward him with tickets to next week's AFC Championship game in Kansas City.
Cool.
Thousands retweeted Dave, but as of yesterday, they have yet to find the real Dave.
Chick, top three Daves. Go.
Good one.
Top three Daves. Number one, Letterman.
Okay.
Very good.
Even though he's getting a little crabby in his old age, I understand that.
Matthews?
Number two. No. Not in the top three. No. Let's see. My buddy Dave. My high school buddy. My
yeah,
kindergarten
Dave!
Buddy.
Dave!
Yeah, no, Dave! Dave! And then number three, Dave.
Dave?
Jones? Nope. Dave Franco.
Oh, you're a fan of Dave Franco.
The forgotten Dave.
Okay.
He's the forgotten Dave. Franco.
You'd like to go have dinner with he and Bree?
James Franco. Yeah. Who's
Allison Bree. That's her name.
Oh, that's right. He and Allison Brie are a couple. That's right. I find her kind of cheesy.
Josh, you going to weigh in?
If only you were paying attention, Tom. That would have been so funny.
Oh, sure. I've got some famous Daves. Famous Dave.
Famous Dave.
He would be.
Barbecue.
Famous Dave.
Famous
Dave,
barbecue.
Famous Dave is one of my favorite Daves.
Bowie.
Love David Bowie.
So what's your top Dave?
Hero.
Top Dave.
Top Dave. Oh, man. Number one.
Chappelle?
Man, he's in there. Dave Foley is in there.
No!
Oh, yes. Very funny. One of my favorite actors.
Even though he's been on the show, I can't put him on
I've
my
I've got
top
an Uncle
three.
Dave. I like him. He and I talk politics.
Okay. So it's Uncle Dave, not Crazy Uncle Dave? Okay.
Depends on what side you're on.
All right.
Christy, anybody? You ever
Day to Dave? Bag of Dave?
Have you ever been married to a Dave? I can't keep
Never
track.
Been married to a Dave. Okay, dated a Dave.
Yeah, how was he?
You dated a Dave? Mm-hmm.
Did you bang
a bass
Dave?
Player.
Did you bang a Dave?
Yeah,
bang
Dave,
a guy
Dave,
named
the
Dave?
Bass player.
Bang a Dave. Get it on. Bang a Dave.
I'm sorry I asked.
Christy loves banging Daves, doesn't she?
Yes,
any Dave will do.
No.
Isn't that a restaurant, Bangin' Dave?
What's your name?
Oh, it's Famous Dave's. I'm sorry.
If your name's Dave... Move contact forward. Us so Christy can.
Yeah,
that's move forward, please. I'm sorry.
What about you, Smarty Pants?
Yeah, what's your favorite? What three favorite Dave?
You gotta go. You gotta go. Letterman, Matthews, Chappelle. I think
Fine choices all.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bowie could be in there.
Yeah.
Gilmore.
Although I saw...
But he's a David, right? David Gilmore, Pink Floyd, great guitarist.
David Bowie. It's not Dave Bowie.
Oh, yeah. Dave Bowie. Dave Bowie doesn't have the gravitas, does it?
You can't. Little Davey Bowie?
The pretentious artsiness of David Bowie. Yeah. Hi, Dave Bowie.
Yeah.
And you're right. I apologize.
I saw Just Go With It with Adam Sandler, and again, for like the 19th time.
Yeah.
Someone in the family likes to watch it over and over and over again.
Yes,
yeah.
And Dave Matthews is in that, and he's very good.
Yeah.
He's in a handful of Sandler
plays. He plays Nicole Kidman's love
yeah,
interest.
Yeah,
he picks up a coconut with his ass on stage. That, to me, and they made it look real. So, what would you say?
What would you say?
I'm still singing like this. Speaking of football.
I'm surprised you didn't include Dave from Wendy's. I guess he's a deceased Dave. But.
Yeah, I appreciate all he's done.
Man, they
world.
Got a good product.
David Bowie's deceased.
They got a good product.
True.
Right. True. David Foster Wallace is one of my favorite Daves. No, he's dead.
It would be.
He so wait, do you want to do dead Daves now?
Yeah, let's do it. Now we'll do top dead Daves.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, I'm throwing out David Bowie, David Foster Wallace, and yeah, I'll do Dave from Wendy's.
I can't think of a dead Dave other than
Davy
those three.
Jones.
Huh? From the Monkees?
From the Monkees. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
That would be my mom's number one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Loved him.
Wait a minute. Could you be Josh's mom?
I could be.
Well, not really.
Yeah, I could.
It depends what state you're from.
I'm 40.
Yeah, I could. Legally.
Well.
Barely.
You and Christy could be Dave, Josh's parents.
I would barely be legal, but yeah.
That's a C-section.
You know, he...
Well, Ace gets a standing ovation from Tom.
He picks his fox. There's no doubt about it. Only Tom thought that was really, really funny. Thought it was hurtful, but apparently...
Christy's quite diminutive, you see.
That roast-type comedy, I don't care for it.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, now, coming up, of course, it will be the Ace Cosby joke of the day.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, I mean,
wait a minute. Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can wait.
Well, that was Ace's joke of the year, I'd say.
That
there.
That was very nice. ad-libbed. somewhat mean, I think.
I wonder how big I was as a baby. I'll have to ask.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Well, I was there, of
today,
course.
Oh, were you? Holy cow.
Oh, yeah, when your mother gave birth, that was the OBGYN out there in Missouri.
Yeah.
In the trailer. Conestoga wagon, of course. And we were there, but I actually have been working on my jokes.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Oh, yeah, you got one?
Go ahead, Doc. Throw one at us.
Okay, now, Christy Lee, I know you've had some intimate encounters with a musician or two.
Maybe
your,
two,
in
yeah.
In your day? Mm-hmm. Fine. Leave it at two. not that you've done the cycle, which, of course, would be guitar, bass, drums, and organ. You primarily
never
limit yourself to bass. Yes, I understand. Okay, well,
not really, but go ahead.
Do you know the old story? What did the drummer name his twin girls?
No, what did the drummer name his twin girls?
Anna 1, Anna 2. Here's truly Tom Whiskey, Frontier Doctor.
Always a pleasure to see you, Tommy.
If you're driving to work, if you're laughing at that, take your forehead and bang it on your steering wheel.
Thanks, Doc. Nice.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Nice of Doc to stop by.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Ace. Is that your official joke of the day? Or does that we get
no, no, no.
Oh, okay.
He didn't tell it at all.
I'm looking forward to this.
How did this
Boy, that one,
thing.
That one,
how did this happen?
That joke may get a Christmas bonus coming up down the road.
The pizza pizzazz is here in
yeah,
the
but
building.
It's teeny tiny. You can do a slice at a time, right?
No.
Well, you could, but there's room enough for a pizza.
Yeah.
Once again, the pizza
a
pizzazz.
Large pizza.
Yeah.
This is the cooker, the electronic pizza cooker you have that actually spins the pizza around like it's a record at an old-time
yes.
photograph.
Yes. Oh, I love it. It's one of my
spin
favorite appliances.
Spin me around like a record round.
Mark, if you're listening, will you bring in the pizza pizzazz? It's on my desk. Thank you. Okay. See, look at that. He even, here you go, chick. Thank
there
you,
she is,
Mark.
And you got the pizzazz plus.
Oh, yeah.
Holy hell, that is big. Well, I can't lift it. I'm weak as a kitten.
We'll have to open it later. Let's move
yeah,
on.
There you go.
It's a fine rotating pizza oven.
Fine product. Oh. I haven't had a chance to use mine yet, but I'm excited about it.
You'll enjoy it.
So it cooks sections at a time as it spins. Is that right?
That's right. And then after 18 minutes, you got a whole pizza there.
Huh.
And you can watch it cook. That's always kind of fun.
It cooks Hot Pockets. It cooks pizza rolls.
You watch the pizza cooking?
Well, I'll look to see if the thing, if the cheese is bubbling yet. And if it's not, I'll go back to watching.
Do you think standing in front of a microwave looking at pizza cooking is explained, does that explain your large eyebrows? Do you think you've been somehow
radiated?
Irradiated, or whatever the term is.
So it's accelerated the growth of his eyebrows because he stood in front of the microwave waiting.
I have glorious eyebrows.
I know. I'm just wondering if they've been like superpowers. From.
Why did you get me this again?
All right, if you don't want it, I'll give it to someone else.
No, I appreciate it.
You sounded so excited about it last week that
once
I
again,
thought
the,
it'd be a nice
pizza pizzazz,
thing to do.
The pizza pizzazz, it's a like a turntable, and then as the pizza spins, it goes beneath a heating element.
On the side
and
of the
above
box,
a heating element.
On the side of the box, it says, science, geometry, and you.
Science!
Pizza pizzazz.
Yes, explains why it works and why it works so well.
You know, the Presto people, you know, also they made the hamburger maker.
Oh, that's right.
The hamburger press that you put a ball of hamburger into the two and then mash it together to make a patty. And then you cook it. I had one of those when I first.
No, you were living in back of a radio station.
Living in the back of the station.
This is pre-George Foreman grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, those folks at Presto.
Grease went everywhere.
I'm sure.
It was quite the mess.
The trick to a lot of these things is the difficulty of cleaning them.
That's true.
Yeah, and well, this is easy as hell.
Okay, yeah, because that thing comes off. The whole baking sheet comes off.
Okay,
it's easy.
Immersible, as they say.
Shouldn't we? Yes. Can we plug it in here and cook a pizza? Or a...
Yes, we could
easily.
If we had a pizza.
We can take care of all these things off the air.
You know what might make you feel better, Chick?
Oh, really? What?
Well,
what would make me feel better?
Going outside. Recent research shows your mental health could be improved by taking fishing trips.
All right.
Representatives for Fish Brain, a networking app for fishing enthusiasts,
cited an Australian survey
that found stress relief and relaxation were the main self-reported benefits of the hobby of fishing.
Hey, Fish Brain, you want to eat some worms?
Yeah.
Already.
Might actually be some truth to these claims. A University of Michigan study published in Bioscience Journal found that daily exposure to nature can, among other things, help reduce feelings of stress.
How
and
much?
Even improve your self-esteem for up to 7 hours.
My brothers have known this for years.
How much to eat a live worm?
Oh, jeez. $100?
No.
Study also found spending time in nature.
He genuinely thinks about
it. Yes.
200?
No.
$500 to eat a live worm?
No.
$1,000, I'll do it.
$1,000?
Yep.
We give you $1,000, you'll eat a live worm.
You hand me a night crawler and $1,000, I'll do it.
No
way. How big of a night crawler?
The night crawlers are
they're big.
They're pretty big.
I'll do it for $900.
Dang it.
Damn.
Would I do it for $899?
Would you? $850, eat a live worm?
So I'm sorry. So the point of this
could
is...
also lower your blood pressure. Fishing and being outside is good.
By the way, Oscar from the next room just said he'll do it for $100.
Yeah.
Apparently, he had a rough week with the sports book.
I just got a text from Godwin. He said $10.
Godwin will eat the worm for $10
or the hubcap of your choice.
Take a guess.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry. So this is obviously, so fishing is relaxing.
Worms freak me out.
Yeah. Worms freak you out.
Worms freak me out. I don't want anything to do with them.
You won't touch a worm?
Anything that can have sex with itself, I don't want to know anything about them.
Yeah, aren't they weird?
They're weird.
Hey, look
man.
At this worm. Pair of scissors. Hey, look at these two worms.
Yeah, they're hermaphroditic. I don't want to talk. I don't want anything to do with them.
Okay, well, so
they live in the dirt. They love.
Okay.
They poop more than you would think too.
Oh, they're constantly pooping.
Isn't their whole
isn't
body
that fertilizer?
Just one? Isn't their body just one long
mud vein? Essentially,
mud vein?
Yeah.
How much eat a live worm? How
I'm not going to eat a live worm.
$100,000 eat a live worm.
You would. Come on.
For $100,000? Come on.
Certified check right
sure.
in front of me
sure
with a
you'd
lawyer.
Get,
for $100,000, I'd let you baby bird a worm into my mouth. You could chew it and spit it into my open mouth.
I don't know if I. Could you chew a worm?
I would try to spaghetti it down.
I would. I think I'd like to do it whole.
Yeah.
I think do it.
Yeah.
You couldn't chew a worm.
No, you'd have to swallow that whole.
Yeah.
You'd have to be sober. Yeah. It wouldn't count.
Right.
I mean, if you had 10 shots, you could eat anything. So, like an oozing mud vein laden worm. on a nice, clean palate.
Imagine chewing up a worm. There's somebody out. Oh, I eat four worms every day. It's the best thing I ever did in my life. Natural
protein. The point is, fishing is good for your fishing is good for your mental health.
Yes,
makes sense. It's relaxing. You're outside.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
One for
being
the
outside.
One from a hook. One goes right in my mouth.
There are guys everywhere sending this story to their wives.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm totally get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie. Hey,
Donnie.
Josh, that's the first time I've ever heard baby bird used as a verb.
Baby bird it into my mouth.
I bet I'll give it 2 weeks for that's a new category on Pornhub. I swear to God. He's talking about worms. My cousin Lonnie, man, when he was drying out, he ate a whole carton of Waltz crawlers just to get rolling papers.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be a record. And, Christy, for your information, it ain't the fishing trips that are good for your mental health.
Well, what is it?
It's the getting away from women like you for a few days.
Well,
whoa!
The same reason guys go hunting, golfing, or mudding. Everybody likes the mud. Problem is, about 10 or 15 years ago, you could tell your old lady, you and the guys, is going out hunting or fishing for a weekend.
Yeah.
Dudes only, not a problem. Then something happened in the last decade, and I don't know if it's good housekeeping or the Me Too movement, but suddenly out of nowhere, women want to start doing all the same stuff we did to get away from them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I want to go hunting with y'all. Well, Patty, I don't think it's going to work because hunting requires keeping your trap shut for longer than 5 minutes.
Jeez,
that ain't happened since the summer of 87. She had her jaw wired shut. She went face first into a limestone cliff from rope jumping off wet sheetrock. Then her family tried to sue Marengo Cave.
Oh.
Hey, you thought Artie Lang's nose looked bad. Hers was totaled.
Oh.
That's why I think women shouldn't hunt ever. They should just stay home and finger rail their phones playing Candy Crush or Angry Birds or whatever it is they do on their phone. Of course, you know, then my buddy Jim ends up bringing his side piece, and Toby brings his stripper friend Shauna at them big fake hammers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to invite Patty then. So now the hunting party turned into a hen fest, and all three chicks just cackling on about Pinterest, Bradley Coopers, and feminine hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Our ammo for the weekend was a dozen boxes of 12-gauge for the men and 2 boxes of Playtex plugs for the women.
Oh,
swear to God. Pathetic. I mean, having chicks there just changes the whole dynamic of the hunt. I mean, chick, Josh, I'll tell you the same. We men can't be ourselves in.
That's right.
There ain't no ripping sonic farts over the burn pit now or belching the alphabet backwards or no shaving the Bigfoot's bitch into Crazy Dave's back hair. Not even 2 hours in, these women start complaining about everything. Oh, it's too wet. Now it's too cold. They don't want poop in the woods. Then about 12 hours later, they can't hold it no more, and the ladies ask us to dig them a hole. I mean, I've been hunting for almost 30 years. I've never had another man ask me to dig or be his honey dipper. I swear to God. And if he did, I'd beat his ass with my shovel, you know? Then finally, you finally see a deer after all this, and I'll say it like this. It ain't easy lining up a shot when you got one eye down the barrel of your scope and the other eye fixed on Shauna's amazing big ball peen nipples. Swear to God.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.